We're about a month into the school year for many American students, and in some places, students are actually in the classroom. Maybe not every day, maybe not with all of their classmates, but there is more in-person learning happening. Let's check in now with two students who are doing a mix of remote learning and in-person classes. Josh Fried is a junior at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
And Ben Shapiro joins us as well. He's a high school sophomore at Friends Seminary in New York City. Welcome to you, Ben.
Hi, thanks.
Well, and let me start with you, Ben. School started for you last month. How are things going so far, especially the in-person part?
It's definitely strange, but I think it's going relatively well. I'm happy I get to see my friends, and I'm happy that I get to learn. There are problems with communication, and it's difficult, especially when you're trying to talk to a room of people and the mask like stops sound from going out. Mm-hmm. So it makes it harder to hear. And it's been a challenge.
How much time are you spending in the classroom and how much time are you doing remote learning at this point?
So I am in school one day a week, Wednesday, for three and a half hours. And then the rest I am on Zoom.
Mm-hmm. And do you find a major difference in how much you're able to learn when you're in school versus when you're on Zoom?
Personally, yes. I am a very visual and active learner. So I think interaction is really important for me to kind of absorb the information. And with Zoom, that is much more difficult. But I think that because I was able to have an encounter with online learning last spring, I'm a little more used to it.
And Josh, what about you? You are in college. You're at Carnegie Mellon, a junior. How much time are you spending in the classroom versus doing things remotely?
Yeah, for me, it's about half classes are in person, half are on Zoom.
And how is it going so far?
Things are going as well as they can be. One of the biggest challenges I think we've been trying to face is having half the students online and half in person, because there's a lot of issues with students being heard on the computer versus students being heard in class, and how the teacher is able to facilitate those two mediums.
Do you feel unsafe at all when you have to go in person into the classroom with so many people?
I don't particularly feel unsafe because I feel that my university is doing quite a good job like enforcing guidelines. It does, though, feel a bit unnatural. Just making sure that you're keeping distance from your friends is definitely an odd thing.
Mm-hmm. And is everybody wearing masks?
Yeah, everybody is wearing masks. At least the professors that I have been very strict about making sure that students don't enter the classroom too quick a rate so that everyone's able to distance, making sure that our desks remain on top of the taped markers that the university has put on the floor. Yeah, little protocols like that.
And are you getting tested regularly?
So when everybody arrived to campus, we were told we had to do a two-week quarantine, and so far it seems that people have done that. And then after that, we were all tested by the university. And now they're doing random asymptomatic testing. And then posting their results on their webpage, which seems to be doing quite well, as there haven't been quite, I think, any new cases recently.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Ben? Are you getting tested at all to go into the classroom?
So my school's not requiring us to get tested unless there are specific scenarios, right? So if you were outside of the state and you come back in, you have to take 2 weeks and then get tested. Or if you have been close to someone that has tested positive, but it really just consists of a survey. If you pass, you're allowed to go into school and taking your temperature when you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm. What kind of restrictions are there in the school, Ben? I mean, we heard Josh talking there about some of the, tape on the ground and making sure that people are staying at a certain distance. What about in your school?
We have markers placed on the floor. We have our desks there, and we're not really allowed to move around. If we want to move around, which is a path in the back of the classroom where we go to the garbage or get a tissue or hand sanitizer. So they are really trying to separate us.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is a very difficult situation for everybody involved, and I'm sure it is difficult as a student. What would you say to your school administrator, to the principal, to the superintendent, about what you think ought to happen in the months ahead? I'll start with you, Ben.
I think really just play it by ear, right? Get professional opinions and keep updating those opinions. And I think that they should prioritize safety, but also try to get us the interaction needed to be mentally healthy.
Ben, when do you think this is all going to be over and things will go back to normal?
I think we'll see the lasting effects of this for a really long time, but I hope we have a vaccine in mid-2021, but I don't have an answer for that.
Josh, let me finally go back to you. You live with five other roommates. You're the only one from your apartment that actually attends classes in person. How do your roommates feel about that? Are they concerned?
I don't think they're. I'm extremely concerned. We're all very confident in like the university's handling of this so far. If anything, it makes my roommates feel more hopeful that things could continue to move closer to a more in-person centered format.
Are people going to parties on campus?
I haven't seen any. Those students who do, I think that that's very silly and very poor judgment.
When do you think this will be over?
Similar to what Ben said, I don't think that there'll be like a concrete end to this.
That is Josh Fried, who is a junior at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. And we've been speaking with Ben Shapiro, a high school sophomore at Friends Seminary in New York City, both doing hybrid learning, some in person and some remote. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.